I worked two jobs to support my family. In the early mornings, I was a baker at the local supermarket. I went in at 5 a.m. and came out at 10 a.m. every day of the week except Sunday. After my bakery job, I had a couple hours to spend with my wife and kids if they were home from school, get a bite to eat, maybe take a nap or a shower, and then I was off to my second job as an Uber Eats delivery driver. I usually started my deliveries in the early afternoon, trying to get the tail end of lunchtime. Then I would go till 7 or 8 p.m. to get the peak dinner hours. I could never get through any more than that, as by that point I've been up for almost 14 hours, and I've driven all over a dozen times. One night, my wife called me around 6:30 asking me to come home to spend time with her and the kids. I told her I would finish my last delivery, which luckily wasn't too far from the house. Then I'd head home. The house was in the neighborhood right next to ours, so it felt like I was delivering to a neighbor when I parked by the curb at the address. I got out of my car with the food and walked up the path to the door, knocking a few times. Usually people would rather just have me leave it at the door and avoid interaction, but this order specifically stated that they wanted it personally handed off. When the door opened and I saw the customer, I wished I could have changed that. He was this huge, muscular man who stood a foot over me. His entire body, including his face, was covered with black tattoos. They all looked like prison tattoos, so I knew this guy was definitely in a gang. He didn't say anything to me. He just stared at me with his frightening, mean glare. After stuttering a bit, I introduced myself as his Uber Eats delivery driver and tried to hand him the food. All I wanted him to do was take the bag. Once he did that, my job was done and I could leave. But this guy had to do the one thing that almost nobody does. He smiled and offered me a cash tip. But even worse, he wouldn't accept anything unless I came inside his house to get it. Not only was entering a customer's home a violation of company rules liable to get me fired, but I was also terrified by the thought of going in there more than anything. I refused the tip and pushed the food a little closer to him. But then the man's smile disappeared. He demanded I go into the house to receive my tip. I said no once again, and before I could even close my lips, the man grabbed my arm.
Ah! No! Let go!
I pulled back as he tried to drag me into the house. I dropped the food and begged him to let me go and take it, but he didn't want anything to do with it. All he wanted was me. I was powerless against his immense strength, and before long, I was plummeting inside the house, trapped with no way out.
No, please, you have to let me go! I have a family!
Empty your pockets, bitch!
Okay, just please don't hurt me! Here, this is everything. I know it's not much.
Are you shitting me? Is this all you got? All the Uber Eats chops and tips you get on a daily basis, and this is all you got to offer me?
I don't carry cash, and I just paid rent yesterday. But you can go ahead and max out my credit cards. I won't press charges, I swear. Just please have mercy on me.
You're gonna pay with your life!
My husband said he'd be home by 7 p.m. that night. 7 p.m. came and went. I called him and texted him again and again, but I never heard a thing. I stayed up all night, worried sick, wondering what could have happened to him. He said his last delivery wasn't far from the house, so he had to be close. The thought that he was lying to me only lasted a moment. I knew something was wrong. Something must have happened to him, as he wasn't the type of guy to go out and do suspicious things. I called the police in the early hours of the following morning to report him missing. I told them he was an Uber Eats driver, so they were able to use the GPS data from the company to find his last known location. Sure enough, it was right where he said he'd be, not too far from our house at all, but by then, his car wasn't there. The police investigated the house, and where I thought I would find relief from all my worries, I found only senseless tragedy, a deep trauma that my children and I will never recover from. My dear husband was found in pieces, in trash bags, just thrown out the side of that monster's house like garbage. I can't even bring myself to say much more than that. The demon responsible was arrested. But there is no punishment on earth fitting for what that despicable creature disguised as a human did to my family.
The story was inspired by a horrifying Uber Eats incident regarding an accused MS-13 gang member who has been arrested in Holiday, Florida. and charged in what the sheriff described as a demonic slaying of an Uber Eats delivery driver whose dismembered remains were found at the suspect's home. The suspect in question was 30-year-old Oscar Salas. He is the resident of the home where the Uber Eats driver made his final stop. He was arrested and charged with the slaying while engaged in a robbery after investigators uncovered the victim's remains in trash bags at the home. Investigators believe Salas tried to rob the driver and ultimately took him out. The driver was not far from his own house that night when he texted his wife to say he was making his final delivery and would be home soon. The victim was 59-year-old Randall William Cook. That was the last time the wife would hear from her husband, who she reported missing later that night after he stopped replying to her texts and never came home. GPS data provided to detectives by Uber shows the driver's last known location, which was Salas' home. The next day, video from an additional home camera shows Salas and another person carrying trash bags around the side of the house, one of which appears heavy and needed to be dragged across the ground. This happened last year, and has traumatized me from using Uber Eats since. I used to hang out with a lot of deadbeat dropouts. I had been rolling around with that crowd since secondary school, and though it took me far too long to realize, they'd been holding me back. It seemed like they were fine with spending their entire lives being cashiers and dishwashers, so I tricked myself into thinking the same thing. This one guy named Samson was sort of like our ringleader, and we usually kind of followed what he said or did. He got us into a lot of trouble as we spent our days causing fights in public, picking on strangers, pulling scams, shoplifting and dine and dashing, and just doing whatever the hell we wanted and getting what we wanted. It was fun when we were in school, but we kept doing this until we were in our 20s. It took my poor mother screaming in my face every day for years telling me to clean up my act before the reality of what I was doing finally set in. I didn't want to be like my friends for the rest of my life. I didn't want to end up in jail or dead in a ditch somewhere. Then one day, I was met face to face with the consequences of everything I was doing wrong. My friends and I were blazing in public as usual. We were at some park near a few residential buildings, whistling at the women who walked by and hassling the men for money. We were also talking smack about every Uber Eats deliverer we saw come by, making fun of their little bikes and scooters, and how they were hustling so hard to make next to nothing in pay. I went along with it too, because if I didn't, I knew I'd be the next target. Then, Samson started to hatch a plan. The next time we saw a deliverer stop to drop off their order, we'd go and steal whatever they were riding on, no matter what it was. I knew this was a bad idea, so I tried to talk everyone out of it.
Guys, are you insane? Look at how many people are out here. They'll snitch on us.
Yo, am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? You want to be the one to steal it? That sounds like a great idea.
What? No, did you hear what I said?
Shut up, you little chicken shit. Did you hear what I said? You're gonna steal it, or the two of us will jump the shit out of you.
God damn it, fine, I'll steal it.
I had only made things worse for myself. I started to get very anxious, hoping to God it was all just a joke. But it didn't take more than 30 seconds for a man on a moped to catch Samson's attention. The man had an Uber Eats bag in his basket. He rode down the street. And as soon as he started to slow down, Samson slapped me and our other friend on our shoulders and yanked us into action. We approached the other end of the street as the rider parked his scooter on the curb and got off with the bag. As soon as he started walking toward a building, Samson ran for it. We followed him and tried to get on his bike to drive off with it, but the rider had taken his keys. We resorted to dragging across the pavement by hand, but the parking brake was on, so the wheels wouldn't roll. By then, all our swearing and shouts from onlookers had caught the rider's attention. Out of nowhere, he ran back to confront us, grabbing a hold of his scooter.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Shut up! Let go, we'll kick your ass!
Guys, stop! This is stupid!
I knew you were too soft! Forget it! Get the keys!
Suddenly, Samson and my friend dropped the scooter, then jumped the rider. I begged them to stop as he had already given up, but they wouldn't listen to me. I looked around and everyone was watching us in horror. I realized that then, we were the monsters. I was snapped out of my trance as a set of keys hit my chest. It felt like the onlookers were closing in. Any moment now they would rush us. Then we would be the ones getting beat and possibly going to jail. I was way too scared to face that. I grabbed the keys and mounted the moped. Then I rode off. As soon as I got away, I saw Samson and my friend run off in the side mirrors, and the bystanders finally rushed in to help the man we attacked. I cried as I drove the scooter to Samson's house where we all meet up. I told him he could keep the stupid bike. I didn't want anything to do with it. And for that matter, I didn't want anything to do with him either. I went back to my mom's house and tried to forget I had ever done anything. But the next morning, the police were at the door. I didn't put up any sort of fight. My mother was distraught enough to see me get taken away. She didn't need to see me getting clubbed unconscious because I thought I could run. The others were arrested too. The initial charges were for assault and battery and the theft of a scooter. But while we were in custody, the Uber Eats driver had tragically passed away from his injuries, upgrading the charges to manslaughter and even murder. With a good lawyer and genuine candor in my statement of remorse, I was let off with fines, as well as my other friend. But as for Samson, he received a lengthy prison sentence. I feel it's what he deserves. Every time I see an Uber Eats driver, I'm not only reminded of how many years of my life were wasted with him, but what he did to that poor man who was trying to provide for his family. The story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding three males who had been found guilty of taking out an Uber Eats delivery driver as he tried to stop his scooter from being stolen. 46-year-old Aderval Da Silva was tragically attacked in Battersea, West London, on May 25th of 2019. 19-year-old Jaden Richards and another male who cannot be named for legal reasons, both from Wandsworth, were found guilty of the slaying. A third male was also found guilty of the slaying, but was later cleared of it. It was alleged that the victim, Da Silva, had parked his scooter outside a Battersea cafe. A group of young men spotted the unattended moped and one of them tried to snatch it. When Da Silva tried to stop him, he was set upon in a quote-unquote momentary explosion of short-lived violence, said the prosecutor. He was left unconscious on the ground and passed away 3 days later from bleeding in the brain. Witnesses watched on in horror as the unprovoked attack unfolded. They rushed to Da Silva's aid after the attackers fled, but were too late as the damage was already done. This all happened years ago, but it still feels very recent to me. I'll never forget what happened that night. To this day, I'm still scared to be home alone. My boyfriend and I lived together in a small house back then. It was just the two of us, but it still felt kind of cramped somehow. It wasn't a bad place though, and we both worked so much that we weren't there very often. At that time, my boyfriend worked nights and I worked mornings, so we only saw each other very briefly in the evenings before he had to go to work. Otherwise, we just had the weekends together. We were both always so busy that we barely ever cooked, so we usually just ordered Uber Eats for most meals. One night, I had just got back home from an extra long shift that day. I didn't even get home in time to see my boyfriend before he went to work. I just remembered being extremely exhausted that night, so I did the usual and put in a quick Uber Eats order, then collapsed on the couch while I waited for the food. I usually watch TV in the dark at night, so I put it on just to pass the time until the food arrived. The order said that it would take 30 minutes. Then it went from 30 minutes to an hour. I waited and waited, but the time kept getting pushed back somehow. I just kept getting notified that the driver was running late. I didn't want to cancel the order as I had already paid, and it was getting pretty late, and I really didn't want to have to cook anything. I wasn't even sure that we had food in the kitchen anyways. I was hungry as hell though. I couldn't figure out why the order would be taking so long. The order kept getting pushed back more and more until 3 hours had gone by, and it still hadn't arrived. I finally decided to just cancel the order and figure something else out. I was pretty pissed though. I order from Uber Eats all the time, and something like that had never happened before. I was just about to put in the cancellation when I heard a loud bang on the backyard door. I was scared as shit. It was really late by that point, and it was pitch black outside. I didn't know what to do. Then I heard the bang again. Even though I was scared out of my mind, I knew that I had to go check it out. So I quickly rushed to the bedroom and grabbed the firearm that we kept in there. I had never had to use it before, but I had never been happier to have it than at that moment. I held the firearm out in front of me and slowly walked toward the kitchen where the back door was. It was completely dark in the house too. When I got to the kitchen, I tried to look out the window, but it was too dark to see anything. I listened for a moment, but there was no sound coming from outside. It was perfectly quiet. I began to think that whatever made the banging noises was gone, but I still wanted to make sure. So I forced myself to walk closer to the door, still with the firearm held out in front of me. I was shitting myself when I got to the door, but I took a deep breath and put my ear up against it. My heart was beating like crazy, but there was still no sound. I knew that I had heard something though. I moved to the window and looked outside. There was still nothing there, no sign of anything at all. I was relieved, thinking it must have been debris or something that hit the door from how windy it was outside. I lowered the firearm and began to walk back to the living room, but before I turned away,
a hand suddenly slammed up against the window. And that's when I saw the scariest face ever smiling at me from the darkness. There was a man staring at me through the window like a complete lunatic. He then ran back to the door and began trying to push it open. The door was locked, but it wasn't the strongest lock ever, and I knew it wouldn't hold for long. I continued to scream in panic as the man slammed on the door harder and harder. Finally, the door gave way and the guy burst in. I then drew the firearm at the man, terrified out of my mind, determined to not let him anywhere close to me. That's when the man suddenly backed off and dropped to his knees on the back porch. He started shaking and begging for mercy.
Please, lady, just put it down. I didn't do anything wrong.
I kept the firearm pointed at him, but I pulled out my phone with the other hand and recorded a video. The guy continued to tremble and begged me even more frantically on his knees.
Please don't hurt me. I'll do anything. Have mercy on me, please.
I then stopped the video and called the cops. Then, out of nowhere, the guy jumped up and ran out of there as fast as he could. I tried to stop, but I wasn't about to chase after the man in the dark.
I contacted the police and told them the whole story. Then I waited for them, distraught. I was still incredibly shaken up. The cops arrived shortly after, but the guy had fled. They didn't find him anywhere near the house, and haven't found him since despite me providing the video I had taken. I've been traumatized ever since. And I haven't placed another Uber Eats order. I'm still scared that the man is going to show up at my house one night, and I might not be able to stop him the next time. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding an Uber Eats driver in Columbus, Ohio, who learned a hard lesson after his delivery attempt had gone wrong. A woman named Shardaya Hardin posted a video of what happened when she caught an Uber Eats driver trying to break into her home on Twitter. She claimed she ordered some food, and after it took almost 2 hours to be delivered, she fell asleep. She then claimed that she thought she was bugging when she heard banging on her door. All my deliveries are no contact, so I'm used to them leaving it at the door. I heard bumping against my door and him on the handle, but I realized he was pushing his body against the door, Hardin said. When she woke up, she opened the door and pulled her firearm in order to protect herself. The mother of three said the driver started begging her to forgive him. What made things even more alarming was how the supposed Uber Eats driver had no food in hand. After trying to report the man to Uber Eats, she claimed they blocked her. I reached out to Uber and the police, but Uber Eats instantly locked my account so I couldn't get his information, Hardin said. Had the victim not been armed, who knows what could have happened to her.